In San Francisco, there's been a long-running debate on whether to put a suicide barrier on the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge is probably one of the world's most famous suicide spots. To date, more than 1,300 people have killed themselves there, including one just last week. Rachel Martin of member station KQED reports.
23-year-old Kevin Hines is one of only a handful of people who've jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived.
It still gives me chills just to stand here.
With the roar of morning commute traffic behind him, Hines stands in the same spot on the Golden Gate Bridge where he tried to take his life 5 years ago.
I was so depressed. I just grabbed the edge, the rail, and I just rolled myself over. It was about a 240-foot fall, about 25 stories. You can't breathe on the way down. I immediately thought I was dead. The second I had hit free fall, I wanted to live. I didn't want to die anymore.
Today, Hines is a film student at City College in San Francisco and is in treatment for his depression. He says he chose the Golden Gate Bridge not because of its beauty.
I came out here because the rail is about as high as my stomach and I could easily jump off.
Officials have been debating a suicide barrier for decades, but according to 30-year-old criteria, any barrier needs to be 100% effective and meet strict environmental and aesthetic rules. Now, a new board of directors for the Golden Gate Bridge District is considering changing those criteria for the first time. At a Bridge District Committee meeting yesterday, more than a dozen people testified before a packed boardroom about loved ones they've lost to suicide on the bridge, like Dave Hull, who lost his daughter Kathy.
I speak for the parents of children who have died off this bridge, those parents who are too broken to speak for themselves. Stop the suicides. Thank you.
Engineers say the best idea for a barrier would probably be some kind of fencing, at least twice as tall as the current sidewalk railing, and it will cost at least $2 million. But the Bridge District is facing a $70 million budget deficit. Marianne Harrison is a senior member of the board.
I mean, to me, as soon as we can find that $2 million, if there's somebody out there that can find that $2 million so we can go forward, because we don't have it.
Harrison floated the idea of a toll for pedestrians and bicyclists who cross the bridge in order to help pay for a suicide barrier, an idea opposed by several community groups. Other board members are concerned that a barrier would take money away from critical maintenance projects. But for many in the audience yesterday, the barrier was clearly a critical need. Renee Milligan lost her 14-year-old daughter on the Golden Gate Bridge 4 years ago, and she's convinced that if there had been a barrier on the bridge, her daughter would be alive today.
I really want there to be a safety measure for everyone that considers taking their life there. I just don't want it to be so easy. It's just too easy.
The Bridge Committee passed a resolution to move forward with a plan for a barrier. They will begin to investigate design plans and ways to pay for the barrier that might include a combination of higher tolls as well as private and corporate funds. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in San Francisco.